And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is alternative points of view. Each of my guests is giving his alternative view on his particular subject. My next guest is a deadhead business professor who found business wisdom in the teachings of the Grateful Dead. We'll discuss the 10 most innovative lessons from a long, strange trip contained in his book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned from the Grateful Dead. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can join us at 639-0008. Barry Barnes is a Grateful Dead scholar. He seeks to create the same sense of community and active involvement in his business courses at the Huizinga School. Barry draws upon his 20 years of corporate business experience to bring management concepts to life in his classroom. He began his career in the information technology management with IBM and also worked at John Deere, where he was a key player in ushering John Deere and Company into the personal computer era. Barry also worked as a trainer, an IT consultant, and an entrepreneur who started a computer consulting business, a training and development business, and a retail record store. He and his wife live in Plantation, Florida. He and his wife have three adult children. Joining us from the Sunshine State. Hi, Barry. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you today?
I am doing terrific, thanks. Loved your book. It is definitely an alternative way of looking at business, but I wanted to start with what seems to be the obvious question. You know, it's probably a good thing that Jerry Garcia is not alive to see the title of your book. I mean, the Grateful Dead are the quintessential anti-establishment rock band. They might not like seeing the Grateful Dead equated to business and business philosophies. You know, they're fans. They absolutely rejoice at the anti-business nature of the Dead. So how do you connect the two very disparate notions of the Grateful Dead and teaching business lessons?
Well, that's part of the interesting paradox of this whole thing, I guess, Bill. And the Grateful Dead were certainly paradoxical in many ways. Although they said, Jerry included, as you pointed out, that they're very antithetical towards the business community, despised corporate America, probably because of their 60s roots in San Francisco and the psychedelic era and all that sort of thing, peace, love, and harmony, which doesn't seem to match very well corporate values in many cases. So, yeah, it's a big paradox that I'm drawing on their lessons, and I think the reason is because the lessons that we've learned from corporate America just haven't worked out all that well, this whole Occupy Wall Street thing, for example. But back to the Dead and their values and their the fact that I've written this book based on what I learned from them over the years, despite the fact that they would say, hey, look, we couldn't even, we could not have a business plan because we couldn't even plan the music. In order to tour successfully for 30 years like they did, playing, 2,300-plus concerts around the country, there's got to be some serious planning going on there. So the band may not have been doing business planning, but somebody was, and that's where my lessons are really coming from.
And the lessons are great lessons. There are 10 of them. We'll dive into a couple of them that I found particularly interesting. But if Jerry Garcia was alive and read your book today, what might Jerry Garcia say about your book?
Oh, I think he'd laugh. Interestingly enough, I had a conversation with his daughter on Saturday night, Trixie Garcia.
Really?
Yeah, she's now in a management position herself, and she was really excited about the book, frankly, because she knew the man, obviously, and she knew the band, and she's now in a position where she's managing the Garcia Trust in the estate. So she was delighted that I had found some things there and looking forward to it. Didn't realize that I had emphasized Jerry and his leadership style so much, which I chatted with her about. So she was delighted. So I don't know whether Jerry would be delighted. Probably not. He's on record. I've got several quotes, and I think I even may mention them in the book. I can't remember. There's so many things that people said that were wise, in my opinion. And he didn't understand why people would spend time studying the Grateful Dead. But it's one of those things, I guess it's a calling. I can't say anything else about it. My life has changed because of the Grateful Dead. I had to write this book. That's it.
Well, my guest is Barry Barnes, author of the book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned from the Grateful Dead. And one of the key aspects of your book, among the 10 points, is you assert that the Grateful Dead are masters of strategic improvisation. So help us to understand, what is strategic improvisation, and what is the practice of strategic improvisation?
It's the thing that really captured my interest in, probably is the umbrella, I think, for me at least, in telling this story about what they did so well. when I would go see a Grateful Dead concert, what was unique about it was that they weren't really rock and rollers in the sense that Chuck Berry and the Jefferson Airplane and so forth were. They learned from the jazz masters like Miles Davis and John Coltrane, who were improvisational at the peak. And so the Dead followed that model. So each performance was unique. Each song that they played was unique. Every set list that they wanted to keep it unique and fresh and creative every moment. And so they had to have a business organization that could allow that creativity and that flowingness, I guess you could say, to emerge. So too much structure would squeeze that creativity and that ability to change and adapt quickly to the moment. It just wouldn't work with a highly structured command and control hierarchical structure like we see in corporate America today. So strategic improvisation means that you got to live on the edge intentionally. And certainly today in the 21st century, where everything is changing so dramatically, all this turbulence that's going on in all the markets and the changes that are going on in all businesses today, it can't be escaped. This ability to improvise would really be a huge benefit. Strategic improvisation, I'd say, Bill, is what entrepreneurs have to do. And the Grateful Dead, whether they liked it or not, whether they considered themselves to be business people or not, they were amazing entrepreneurs.
That they were. And you're right, that captures the entrepreneurial spirit. And it's hard for larger organizations to capture that. Now, let's get into the 10 most innovative lessons that you learned from your long, strange trip of following the Grateful Dead. And there were a couple in there that I found particularly interesting. You've already alluded to one when you mentioned your conversation with Trixie Garcia. And that is that transformational leaders can create cohesion within a group. Jerry Garcia did it. You see it with a person like Steve Jobs. You see it with a person like Jeff Bezos, all in sort of the technology-related field. So talk to us about the role of the transformational leader within a successful organization.
Yeah, transformational leaders. Charisma is another word that's often used to substitute for transformational leaders. What transformational leaders are able to do, Bill, is to get enough motivation from their workers, from their colleagues, really, they don't consider them workers or subordinates, they consider them to be colleagues, is that they help them reach a level of expertise on their own that they could not have done without the encouragement and motivational skills of this transformational leadership. And that's the transformational part of it. They transform people to into something better than they ever thought they could possibly be. And this is exactly what Jerry Garcia did so effectively. He didn't really want to take on the role of being out in front and being the leader, certainly of the business organization, and he even hesitated to be considered the leader of the band. He just assumed be a supporting player, and he did that role quite well as well. But because of this powerful charisma that he had, this transformational power, he was able to get everybody else to step up and exceed their own expectations.
Well, and that he did. He was very, very good at that, Barry. And one of the things, though, that I found interesting is that in your top 10, you didn't include a priority of treating one's employees particularly well, which is ironic because the Grateful Dead's treatment of its crew members really set the standard in the music business. So talk to us, why did they set the standard, and why wasn't that included in one of your top 10 transformational ideas?
Well, believe it or not, I had 17 transformational lessons. And when you work with a publisher, you get to do things that you don't really want to do. So we condensed it down to 10. So absolutely, I do talk about those things and how important it is to share leadership. I touch on those points in the next chapter after the transformational leadership, which is sharing leadership. And by treating employees well, then, you know, this is what everybody wants. Hey, don't treat me like a hired hand. Help me live up to be the best that I can possibly be. And this was the other beautiful thing about the Dead. These were amazing guys, Bill. They shared their song royalties. So they would write a song and they'd get money for the songs, just as every artist does. But they'd share that with the road crew. I mean, who would imagine anything like that? The band and the road crew and the lighting crew and the office crew made the same amount of money. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Unbelievable. So treat your employees right, and then you'll have great customer service. You'll have a motivated workforce. How simple could that be?
Well, one of the interesting things that I read, Barry, was that not only do they share their royalties, but the Grateful Dead were the first to offer their road crew salaries, year-round salaries, which was contrary to the norm at the time, which was only paying road crew for when they were on the road. So it was kind of a way of locking in those employees and even paying them during the downtime when they weren't out touring. How revolutionary was that, and how did that help to create the cohesion, the coercive community that the Grateful Dead enjoy today?
Absolutely. The fact that they, because they toured so frequently, because they had this unique business model that rather than selling records like every other band does, the Grateful Dead just weren't able to sell records that well, and they didn't like to be in the studio anyway. So in order to be able to tour successfully and play 75 to 80 shows a year, that's a lot of touring.
Yes.
They had to have a full-time road crew. They considered outsourcing like every other band did, but they couldn't trust people to take care of the equipment and their own instruments to the degree they needed to trust these people. And every organization needs to trust its people, and when you treat them right and when you share the wealth with them like the Grateful Dead did, as we've spoken about, then you get this highly motivated workforce, you get this sharing going on where everybody can step up and do their fair share and go beyond what's fair. It's a revolution indeed.
That it is. My guest is Barry Barnes, author of the book Everything I Know About Business I Learned from the Grateful Dead, The 10 Most Innovative Lessons from a Long, Strange Trip. And Barry, one of the 10 that really struck me as peculiar, and I want to drill down on this if we can, is that you stressed insourcing, keep your services in-house. The Grateful Dead, rather than outsourcing services, like you said, the road crew and so forth, really brought their arms around it and brought everything in-house. In today's business climate, that almost seems counterintuitive. So explain to me why that's a great lesson from the Grateful Dead for businesses today.
Well, as you point out, Bill, businesses today want to downsize, want to keep costs under control, which is certainly absolutely necessary to control costs. And one way to do that is to find somebody who will do it less and rather than doing it yourself. The Dead took a different view, and what they wanted to do again was to increase that trust. As we first spoke about, they didn't trust corporate America, but they trusted their friends. They trusted people in the music industry in the Bay Area where they were. So they wanted to work closely with those people because they knew that they shared the same corporate values, the same base values about life and doing business and so forth. And so by bringing people in that they trusted and knew to do the kinds of things that needed to be done, to schedule their tours, to work on their equipment, to do research and development for new technology, sound systems, and so forth that they were so good at doing, then they had more control over the results that they got, and they built this trusting working relationship. So there are lessons there for corporate America, and many organizations have outsourced things that they shouldn't have, and they're paying consequences because we saw this with Dell Computers a number of years ago when they outsourced customer service, and customer ratings went down horribly because they weren't getting the results they were looking for. They couldn't control what the folks in India were saying and how they were saying it and the responses that their customers were getting. So Dead brought it in-house, controlled it, got better results.
My guest is Barry Barnes. Barry, also among your top 10 a list of innovations that you learned from the Grateful Dead that apply to business is something that Chris Anderson has written about quite a bit. Chris Anderson, of course, is the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine,
yep.
And that is give away your product for free,
yep,
to increase the demand. Talk to us about that.
Well, the Dead were very much in favor of this model. In fact, they're on the record. Garcia said, I just assume the music would be free. We ought to pay the audience to come and see us. We don't understand why they come and see us. So they didn't do that. They didn't give away the tickets, but they sure kept their ticket prices low. It's one of the things that they always did to allow people to travel around the country like me and didn't want to charge exorbitant prices. But the thing that they got the most attention for giving away was recordings of their music. So I saw the Grateful Dead in concert 194 times, Bill.
Wow.
Of those 194, I recorded them 189 times. So I have recordings then that I would trade with my friends. This was in the days before the Internet, of course, where you can download everything now. But I would send cassettes that I had recorded to somebody else, and they would send me performances that they'd heard that I hadn't heard. So they were giving away the music. Not only that, but they would allow fans to create T-shirts with the logos that the Grateful Dead had created and were copyrighted. So you could go into a parking lot before a show and you could buy a T-shirt that some fan had made that had some unique modification and slight variation of a Grateful Dead logo. So they did give it away, and they built this amazing bond with their fans, the Deadheads like me, that love them still today, you know, 15, 16 years after they performed. So it works, man. Give it away, and people will want more of it.
There you go. My guest is Barry Barnes, author of the book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned from the Grateful Dead. Barry, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book?
What I want them to take away is something that I probably didn't expressly say, and that is the Grateful Dead knew about passion. They knew about emotion. They knew about what it takes to build a long-term relationship. It takes time to build that relationship, and it has to be driven by passion for what you do. And the Dead allowed that passion to emerge in all the folks that they worked with through their insourcing, through paying these remarkable salaries and benefits to their employees, by allowing fans to tape their music. It's the passion that built this bond. It's absent today in corporate America, wouldn't you say? Where do you find passion except maybe Apple products? So let's get that passion out there instead of trying to squeeze it out of people.
And that is a valuable lesson to learn. My guest has been Barry Barnes. Barry, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I have a website called thedeadbiz.com. T-H-E-D-E-A-D-B-I-Z, thedeadbiz.com.
Thedeadbiz.com. Barry, it has been a true delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thank you for doing your homework on this interview. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.